we've got to be able to slowly grow. And you've got to be okay with that as well. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a overnight blah, 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 blah. It's okay to grow slowly and conservatively and to be able to serve your clients at a high level.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Glad to have you on episode 5 of the podcast on podcasting. I'm your host, Adam A. Adams, and we're talking about monetization. I'm so glad I can finally say that word again. I think I said it wrong like 7 times in a different episode. I was like overthinking it or something, but you might be overthinking monetization as well. You might be overthinking it, thinking like that it's stressful, it's scary, and it's impossible, and you're not sure how to do it. It's a little overwhelming, and you're overthinking monetization. So I want to help you to be able to clearly and concisely understand and identify the different strategies of monetization. And then I want to give you a little bit of tools for your tool belt to allow you to be able to actually get that money into your bank account. So before we get into it, I want to just mention that for me, I'm just a down-to-earth regular guy. And you're just a down-to-earth regular person as well. So the strategies that I'm about to share with you will work for you. All of them are going to be able to work for you. You're not going to use them all. You probably won't use every single one of them, but they can work for you. I've used most of them, and I'm going to share with you actual stories, like and actual figures, actual dollar amounts, to what I made by doing some of these strategies so that it can help you to be able to see the light. Because you can make so much more money through having a podcast and serving others than you can without a podcast. You can make so much more money by having a solid podcast, a top podcast, if you will. Let's make sure to differentiate from a regular old shitty podcast, which, by the way, let me say something. When I say a regular shitty podcast, I don't mean that the podcast itself sucks. I mean specifically that the podcast just doesn't have enough listeners. It doesn't have traction. It's a great podcast, I'm sure. It's an exciting podcast with lots of value, but it's falling onto deaf ears and nobody's able to listen. Nobody can find it. They believed Ready, Fire, Aim. They believed if you build it, they will automatically come. They didn't do any of their own marketing. So when I say shitty, I really specifically mean that they just don't have that listener base. It's probably a great podcast. It's not their fault. But I want you to think about this as I'm just a regular old person. You're a regular person. I'm down to earth. You're down to earth. And if it works for me, it absolutely will work for you. I'm going to be sharing figures that are above $1 million that I've made with my podcast. Just in a couple of years, the podcast alone, I can contribute a lot more than $1 million. And you're going to be able to do that too. So A, don't limit yourself by saying, oh, it would be so great if I could just make 50 grand or 60 grand or 100 grand or 200 grand with my podcast. Allow yourself to see yourself actually making over $1 million, because if I can freaking do it, you have every way to do it. You are at least as good as I am, at least. So remember that. I'm just a regular old person. You are too. You'll be able to do it just like I have. So here's the monetization strategies. You can sell it, your podcast. You can have show sponsors. You can have advertisers, which are different than show sponsors, by the way. Affiliates. You can sell your own personal products, your own personal services, and your own events. So those are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ways that you can actually make money through a podcast. Sell it, sponsors, advertisers, affiliates, products, services, and events. Think of it like a funnel. In general, you will make a lot more money through your podcast by selling your own products and your own services. In general, you'll make the absolute most amount of money by selling your own stuff. You know, serving your client is a better way to say it. You're not just selling products and selling services. You are serving people through products and services. And I think it was, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but he said, Zig Ziglar, I believe, you will get everything in this life that you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And I'm paraphrasing. That might not be verbatim. I don't have it in front of me. But I think it was Zig Ziglar basically says the way for you to make all the money that you want and to be everything that you want is to literally serve the most amount of people. And that's why I try to serve the most amount of people. And that's why I know that even though there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that listen to the show, I cannot possibly actually meet with all of them. Maybe 1% will I be able to work with. Right now, as I record this, we serve a little over 40 different podcasts. And we want to push that over the 250 mark within 2 years. So it's slow growth, and there's thousands of people that listen to the podcast. So it's a very small amount that we can actually take and serve one-on-one, and we can't take all 250 all at the same time. We've got to be able to slowly grow, and you've got to be okay with that as well. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a overnight blah, 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 blah. It's okay to grow slowly and conservatively and to be able to serve your clients at a high level. So I suggest if you want to make the most amount of money to sell your own products and services. And then I'll say if you want it to be the easiest possible for you and everybody else, and it's a kind of a hybrid between having a sponsor and selling your own stuff, is you can be an affiliate for somebody else. For example, like, let's pretend that you loved my services as a podcast coach, as somebody who helped you to be able to launch and grow and get out there and you're monetizing, then you and I could have like an affiliate relationship where you send more people toward my services and then you take a small amount of that. You don't have to do hardly any work. And then I still have to do all of the work, but I have a little less of that profit. That's what you can do with others in your industry. So if you're in real estate, you might be able to have a lender to be an affiliate. Well, actually, I don't know the laws on if lenders are able to give you kickbacks. So that could be a possible bad example. I also know attorneys can't do affiliate relationships either. So they can't pay you because you brought somebody. They don't give referral fees and things like that. But some companies do, like coaches and mentors. Say, for example, that you are a real estate podcast, but you don't have your own coaching service. You can't really serve that person one-on-one, or you don't want to spend the time doing it. Well, you can have a coach or a mentor. They pull in pretty decent paychecks when somebody becomes a client. And so sometimes they'll give 5, 10, 15, or maybe even 20% of that client that you brought them. So affiliate relationships can be really, really, really beneficial. So I mentioned that I want it to be a funnel. So if you're selling your own products and services, think of this as this is kind of like the top of the funnel, the biggest part of the funnel where the most amount of people are. And there's something that they'll do to kind of take action to come down the funnel. So they might grab one of your lead magnets. They might come to one of your events. They might go to one of your webinars, online webinar. They might take a free course that you have, which perhaps goes into, hey, once you're graduated from this course, if you want one-on-one service, one-on-one help, then you can schedule a call with me and we can decide if we can work together or not. So you could do something like that. And so just think of it like a funnel. I'm going to dive in the order that I gave these to you originally. You can sell it. When I had my podcast, it only had like 35,000 downloads per month. We're obviously in the top 1%, but within the top 1%, there's a lot of levels, and there's others that might even have 100,000 downloads per episode. They might even have close to 500,000 downloads per month. And so I was small fry compared to them, but I was able to sell my podcast, and I got 4 different offers. 3 of those offers above 50,000. The highest one was 60,000, and 1 offer below 50,000. So I was able to say, I've got this listener base. This is who listens. This is what they're looking for. This is their experience level. Does anyone want to buy it? And I got 4 offers immediately, and 1 person that never gave me an offer, but he wanted the podcast. When I told him the price of those other offers, he goes, oh, you can let him have it. But I will say that with 3 offers above 50 grand, if all it took you was 6 months to build a podcast and then sell it for 50 grand, you're doing better than most people, most of the United States, who average, I think it's either 40 or 60,000 a year. And you could sell a podcast for 40 or 60,000 automatically, and it could take you less than a year. So by selling it, you're already doing better than the average American, for example. Next, you could have show sponsors. Show sponsors are people that are part of your show all the time. You might mention them. You might have them on your podcast and interview them. You might do Facebook Lives with them. They'll sponsor the show. They'll support the finances of the show because they want to be in front of your exact audience as well. So that's what a show sponsor is. Generally, you're looking at a show sponsor of being something that's like a year-long commitment. So you might ask somebody, hey, do you want to be my one and only show sponsor? Get in front of this audience, that this is who they are. And it's only going to be, you know, $2,500 a month for the next 12 months. It's a great deal. And you'll be the only one. And if all you get is just one client, if all you get is just one client a month, if all you get is just one client the whole year, it'll be worth it because you make this amount of money. So that's how you could kind of reach out to a show sponsor. Usually it's about a year commitment, but I would say no less than 3 months, because once you start sponsoring a show, you don't really start getting a lot of that traction until you've been in front of those people, the same listener base, at least 12 times. And I know that that sounds crazy, but most podcasts do about a once a week show. And if you're going to do a once a week for 3 months straight, that's 12. That's when people start to trust. That's when people start to want to work with your sponsor. So it's beneficial for you and your listener and the sponsor themselves if you make sure that it's a year-long commitment or no less than 3 months. And now I can go into the advertisements. So advertisements are a little bit different than a show sponsor. They're just paying for an ad placement. So you might have a program where it's like, all right, if you want 10, 15-second ads, this is the price. If you want 3 1-minute ads, this is the price. And you can give them some a la carte options to choose from. It might be, you know, this is how much it costs for 30-second ad placements. This is how much it costs for 15-second ad placements. This is how much it costs if it's your ad and I just play it. This is how much it costs if you want me to record an ad and recite it, and record an ad and have it just play on a certain amount of podcast. And this is the cost if I read the ad live. Now, all of those costs might be the same thing, but with ad placements, it's more like they're paying per ad, not generally doing the sponsors the same way as the sponsor. So there is some nuances and unique differences between the two. The next one is the affiliates. And the two things that I want to mention is you got to believe in it and you got to disclose it. And that's it. I already mentioned a little bit about the affiliates a little bit earlier on this episode, but the two big takeaways that you need to remember are you have to believe in it and you have to disclose it. I believe it's better to be upfront that you have an affiliate relationship with somebody than to try to hide it. and to try to push people towards somebody that you get a kickback, but you don't disclose it. And I like doing it with full transparency and honesty, just like I mentioned on a previous episode when I was talking about when you go to growyourshow.com/PDF, that you're able to download a free PDF that has links, and they're Amazon links. They don't cost you anymore, but Amazon will give me some sort of affiliate commission. I actually don't even know the amount. It might be 5%, it might be 2% or something like that. I really don't know. That'd be cool if it would be 10%. I doubt it's that high, but maybe it's 1%, 2%, 5%, something like that. But I do want to at least disclose that to you. And I start by letting you know, look, these are the products that I've vetted. These are the products that I suggest. And then I found a way to also monetize on it. And I think it's okay to monetize my show. And I think you should feel comfortable monetizing your show. So that's what I mentioned to you when I told you about growyourshow.com/PDF, where you can get all the right equipment that's already been vetted. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that I have an affiliate relationship with Amazon. I was thinking to myself, well, I'm already sending this off. It took me a lot of time and attention to find these. I spent money on multiple different mics, multiple different mixers that can do these weird things. And I ended up selecting which mics I liked, which mixers I liked, which interfaces I liked, which headphones I liked, and I put it all in one place. And that takes time, that takes effort. And so I found a way, hey, I can give this to somebody at no extra cost, and I can still make a few percentages off of that while I'm helping a lot of people. So anyway, you got to believe in it and you got to disclose it. Those are the two things to remember with the affiliates. And it's going to be easier if you can have an affiliate link. Like if you can have a unique link that's trackable from that product or service, that's going to be the easiest and best way. Because if you got to start saying to people, tell them that I told you, tell them that I told you, it's going to change a little bit. So yeah, I should give you a couple more tips on affiliates actually. When working with affiliates and having like a trackable link or whatever, there's two ways to think of it. You do not want to be an affiliate where people have to pay more if they go through you. You never want that. You're not doing anyone any favors by saying, hey, go through me so I can get paid and you're just going to pay the difference. You don't want anything like that. The two things that you would look at is A, something that was trackable. It stayed the same price, just like my Amazon links. It stayed the same price. They didn't pay a dime more, but it was all in one place, very simple, easy, and convenient for the person. Or the second way is that if you don't have an affiliate link or a tracking link, that you say, if I send somebody to you, I need you to give them a discount, whether it's a 1% discount, a 5% discount, a 10% discount, or 20% discount, or if they get a free thing with it, you know, or they can have a free trial. So, hey, for example, go to this service over here, and if you tell them that you heard about them on my podcast, they will give you the first week for free. They will give you a free trial period. Or if you tell them that you heard about it from me, if you just mention my name, they will give you 30% off on the first payment. So that's how it would be. Like, for example, I affiliate often for events. I've actually been the number one top affiliate for lots of different people where I've mentioned on my podcast, hey, there's an event coming up. I've mentioned on my social media using those social media organic strategies that I taught you in the last episode, episode 4. Where I've been able to bring tons of people to other people's events. So I'll make a check of like $6,000 or something else. Well, all I'll do is just tell a couple of people about it. And all of a sudden I make, you know, $6,000 to $10,000 or $12,000 on one event. And sometimes I was able to negotiate, if I bring people to your event and then they join your coaching program, then I want a cut of that as well. So I think I made like over $100,000 by being an affiliate, which is kind of cool. So remember that and write that down. I think I made like $6,000 or $5,000 on the upfront by bringing them like, I don't remember, it was like 10 people who paid $1,000 each and I got like half of it. But three of those people ended up joining their coaching program. It was like $50,000 or something like that for the coaching program. They gave me, I'm trying to remember, because I made over $100,000 with this one guy who had a coaching program. I'm trying to remember how that would happen. Anyway, I won't get too weeded and detailed on that one thing, but I do remember one person who's a multifamily educator who had an education program. I had an event where we only had like 120 people that came to the event. It was just like a, you know, a 2-hour event. And I think what it was 15% of the room, which must have been like 15 or 20 people, actually went to his event. Three of them joined his top coaching program, which I think was $50,000 each. I think I was making 20% on that. That's 10, 20, 30. And then he had some other offer that he made at his... Anyway, he hosted another conference and he brought a lot of those people there. And so he agreed to give me the life of the person. So I ended up making over $100,000, which is kind of cool. Then products and services. I know we mentioned this a little bit in the beginning. And product, services, and then events. So at events is where I made, on one event, we grossed $640,000 at just one 2-day event. Here's how we did it. The event itself had a couple of ticket prices. So there was a general admission, a VIP, and a platinum. The platinum was the top. General was like $400, I think. The VIP, which by the way, VIP always sells out and platinum always sells out before. Like, just know this if you ever host an event, VIP and platinum, they always sell out. I'm used to it now, but I used to be like, ah, I wonder if one or two people will take this higher amount. But then all of a sudden it's like, it's completely full. And then I have people calling me being like, hey, how do I get a platinum ticket? Can I pay double? And I'm like, wow, geez. So we charge like $400. I think we charge like I think it was like $799, $899 for the VIP. And then it was like $1,500 or something like that for the platinum ticket. So we sold out the platinums, which was 20. And we sold out the VIP, which is like 150. And then we accidentally oversold the general admission as well, which, I mean, we had 617 people, so it must have been somewhere around 400 GAs. And oftentimes, just to let you in on some secrets, like, you're not going to always charge full price. So you have some type of like early bird special where they're not paying the full price. In some cases, they might get it. Like if they buy it a whole year in advance, they might get it for like 75% off or something crazy like that. And if they get it like 6 months in advance, then it'll be half price or 2-for-1. I prefer doing 2-for-1. You buy a ticket and you can give one to someone else. That's what I prefer, because then they're doing my marketing for me instead of selling one person at half price and making them kind of feel like it was only worth half price. I'll sell one person 2 tickets instead. So now all of the work to get that other person is on them. And so I'm basically selling 2 tickets at half price instead of 1. So that's a huge, huge piece of value there as well. Maybe like 6 months out, you'll get 2-for-1 and you'll have it where every month or every week it goes up a little bit. Like the main price is going to be 400. Hey, today's the last day that you can get this at 299. Hey, today's the last day you can get this at 329. Hey, this is the last day you can get it for 369, you know, and you'll just kind of keep moving it up and up and up. And that's a huge beneficial way to kind of get people in the door to your actual event. So with ticket sales alone, we sold around 65,000, but don't get excited yet. The event itself costs us around $100,000 to promote. So like we paid the hotel $100,000 to get the food, the venue, and the water. They charge for water. They charge a ridiculous amount for coffee. When you host a conference, they're like, yeah, it's $500 for a pot of coffee. And you're like, I'll just bring in my own coffee. And they go, oh, nope, you can't bring in your own food or beverage. So anyway, you just kind of got to deal with it. But it literally is $500 for one, like, it's like a gallon or 2 or 3 gallons of coffee. But it's insane. It's insane. And then they charge you for cups, and they charge you for AV, audio visual, like all the plugs and things like that. Or you got to buy the plugs, and they're freaking expensive. So anyway, the point is, don't get too excited that we made, you know, $65,000. We grossed $65,000 from ticket revenue, because the whole event actually cost us more than what we brought in for the ticket revenue. So don't get excited yet. And then the second thing is that we were able to make money on is we had about $60,000 in sponsors. So that just means that we had one sponsor at like $24,000. We had two sponsors at like $12,000. We had four sponsors, I think it was like four sponsors at $6,000. And we had a good 6 or 7 sponsors at $3,000. Now, whatever the math is, it was $60,000. I know that it was $60,000. So however many we had, I think it was like one big title sponsor, two platinum sponsors, four VIP sponsors, and a bunch of just table sponsors, a booth sponsor where they just had a booth. And we give them other things like printed material. So now we're making a little bit of money. Now don't get too excited, because 60 plus 65 is 125,000. It only costs us about $100,000 to host the event. So we're netting like 25,000 so far. However, it's a lot of work. It took a lot of work to kind of put it on. So we're not doing great quite yet. We had one guy who spoke and was an affiliate for us. So that basically means we liked what he was offering, and we told people to go with him, and he sold quite a bit, and we made half of that revenue, 50% of the revenue for those ticket sales. And so that was a couple $100,000, plus we sold our own stuff, which is another couple $100,000. So we sold two packages. One package was a group coaching program where we do a 6-month inner circle with just a certain amount of people, and they paid $17,997, $18,000 basically. So we had a whole bunch of people do that. And then we had a few people do one-on-one. So where they get that and they get all of the one-on-one, and it's for a year. And that was $42,000. So we sold a good handful of $18,000 packages and just a small handful of $42,000 packages. And with all of that combined and with the ticket revenue, we grossed over $640,000. Of course, we had to pay like $100,000 for the hotel. So, but we still netted over $500,000, and it was a 2-day event. Now, it took a lot of planning, but it was more than worth it to bring in that, you know, $500,000 for the team. So anyway, that's just a little bit of a ways that you can make money. Others is like through your business. So selling your own products and services, you could do something like, for example, my team, when we were doing that, now I'll make money when I work with you. Like when you hire me so that we can, you know, launch your podcast, start your podcast, or just grow your podcast, then I will have like some type of residual income. So let's just say you paid $1,000 a month. There's no package that's exactly $1,000. Some are below, some are above. You know, let's just say you paid $1,000 a month, and I was able to net bring in like $150,000. I mean, $150. I've been talking too many big numbers. So out of that $1,000, maybe I'm netting and pocketing like $150 a month. So I'm serving you, I'm helping you, and I make like $150. Now, that's not going to break the bank. Well, at least for me. I have a big team where I have a big overhead. $150 isn't going to do a lot. But if I serve the most amount of people, like Zig Ziglar said, I think it was Zig Ziglar, if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get everything in life that you want. So $150 isn't going to change my world. But if I can serve 200 people at $150 a month, for example, that I can net, if I can have my team serve like 250 people times 150 a month, it's $37,000 a month that I can net. And if I multiply that out by a whole year, it's a good $500,000. And we can easily do that through the podcast. You can easily be pulling in $37,000 passive, you know, income, net income after expenses by running your business as well. And you might be able to do better than that. I helped an attorney with his social media presence and things like that and getting on other people's podcasts. So this attorney boasted that after just, I think it was 2 months of working with me, I would need to look it up to get the exact quote, but I like to be true and authentic and give you the real stuff. But I think it was about 2 months. And then he said, I'm making $23,000 a month more because I'm paying you. He was paying me $2,000 a month. I'm making $23,000 more simply because I'm paying you $2,000 a month. And I was just consulting with him to help with his social media presence. But that can be remarkable as he was getting on other people's podcasts and just doing what he was doing. And he wasn't working any harder. He was just working smarter. He was investing $2,000 a month with me, which was giving him more than 10 times that back in net profits, by the way, net profits every single month. And it started after just a couple of months working with me. It was either one, two, or three. But anyway, the point that I wanted to make with you here is there's tons of ways to monetize a podcast. I had only 35,000 downloads per month. And I had a guy reach out to me and he just said, hey, Adam, somebody told me about your podcast. I was wondering if I think we have the same audience. I was wondering if I could sponsor the podcast. And I said, absolutely. Right now, I'm making a lot of money selling my own products and services. So the minimum that I would be willing to go is $3,500 a month. That pays for all of my expenses and then some. If you want to do that, let's do it. And so he paid for 3 months straight. That's about a little over 10 grand total. It was 3 months at $3,500, $3,500, $3,500. And he was getting in front of those 35,000 downloads. So at like, I don't know, 10 bucks. Anyway, I'm not going to do the math right now. So all in all, through the podcast, I've definitely made well over $1 million, easily well over $1 million. And I'm just a regular guy, just a regular old person. I'm down to earth and easygoing. And I'll tell you the last way that I've personally made money and a little bit of a story through that. I made money with that company that I was running and was the founder of. We were closing on apartment communities, utilizing or using other people's money. And when we do that, we might close on a property. For example, it's $10 million. It's a $10 million property. This is normal for the size of deals that we were doing. I'm currently partnered in a little over $100 million of real estate. I don't own it by myself, by the way. I'm saying just partnered in them. I'm a passive investor and an active investor. We run some of these multifamily stuff. But the point is, when we close on one of those $10 million projects, we'll raise probably somewhere around $4 million. That's around the raise. And we will charge part of that $4 million that we're raising is for the down payment. Part of it is for, you know, work on the project. And part of it is we call it an acquisition fee. And basically what it means is for putting all of the work together on a $10 million project, we'll bring in like 300 grand. So if we're closing, and some years we'll only close on like one of these, to be honest, some years, you know, we'll close on more. I think we closed on like three or four projects in 1 year once. But if you do just like four of these properties and you close on, and they're all $10 million, and you're doing a 3% acquisition fee or whatever, then we can pull in like $300,000 four times a year, for example. So there's a lot of ways to monetize your podcast. I'm telling you about our products, our services. that you're going to have to think about what is your product, what is your service. And here's a few more ideas of products. You can have an online course, you can sell a book, or you could sell templates. So for example, I could put together a whole bunch of templates for this is how you reach out to guests, this is how you get guests on the show, this is how you set up your podcast, this is the way to ask questions, this is how to get people to steer them back onto the topic. I could create a whole bunch of templates, and I could actually literally sell the templates right here on this episode. I could just say, hey, and by the way, if you want the templates that took me the last 4 years putting together, and I don't have this right now, I'm just saying, like, I could easily put it together. I could say, out of the last 4 years, this is everything that I've learned. These are all the secret sauces, and I created a bunch of templates for you to streamline your processes so you don't have to wait 4 years. I give them automatically to my coaching clients. If you're working with me one-on-one, you already have the templates, but if you just want the templates only, you can go on the website and it's $200 and it gives you every single template. And just the one template about finding you sponsors and advertisers, just that one template will more than pay for all of the templates 10 times over. So if all you use is just that one template and get and know how to use sponsors and advertisers, it'll be worth it to you. So I could do something like that. I could sell my books. I could sell online courses. I could sell shirts and hats and coffee mugs or whatever. That's selling products. Selling services is group coaching, one-on-one consulting, mentorship, or maybe you help manage their Facebook ads or whatever it is for your show. You can sell those services. And this is the way that I've made most of my money, through my podcast. By having a podcast, the way that I've made most of what I've made is because I have those products and services. And then you can host events and webinars and things like that. So you could sell your podcast, just to wrap this up. You could sell your podcast. You could have show sponsors. You could have advertisers. You could have affiliate relationships with people you believe in and you'll disclose it. You could sell your own products. You could sell your own services. You could host your own events or webinars. I think that you've learned a lot, and hopefully this episode alone, even though it was a bit long, is valuable to you, where you can tangibly actually start making that money right away. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right into the major pitfalls. This is the one I'm the most excited about, because most of the things that you've been thinking that you should do are probably things that you shouldn't do. And so I'll be sharing those, the major pitfalls, why they're pitfalls, in the next episode, which is episode number 6, and the last and final episode of the mini course to help you to be able to launch, grow, and monetize your show. Again, I'm your host, Adam A. Adams, and I'll see you on episode 6.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.